Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. We were in around the NFL. I mentioned the plays of 25 yards or more. And one of those top five was Tampa Bay with 46 of those plays last season.
Mm-hmm.
Very astute observation and very fair to note. Liam Cohen was the offensive coordinator of that offense. Like, any interest in
that? I'm worried about my take on Liam Cohen.
Yeah. That's exactly where I was going to go.
I'm saying, man.
Lopez, you like to step to the podium.
He might have Trevor Lawrence looking like Baker Mayfield.
Many confession before confessions in about an hour. From the very beginning, they rubbed me the wrong way. They sound like...
Just the Duval was enough for you. You were like, oh, he can't coach.
Duval was enough, and then Magnificent Gladstone. I'm like, don't worry about them.
Welcome to the dark side.
A little bit worried. Just a little bit.
You got to really believe that Baker's like the kingmaker. Like, Baker's out here. And he has been to some degree, but some of those guys moved on and actually been pretty solid. Like, I know Dave Canales has kind of been good in Carolina once he found a little bit of his footing. And I think one of the things he's talked about this offseason is trying to become a Bryce Young offense in the pass game, really lean on like him being the focal point, which I am very intrigued on how that works.
Mm-hmm. I'm very intrigued in the Jaguars at minimum, and at maximum, I'm a little worried, a little bit.
Excellent. Very good. Well, I'm excited to see what things look like once we get to more of an idea of what all these teams are with mandatory mini camps getting going, including the Texans getting their mandatory mini camp going tomorrow, possibly with the Nick Chubb. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Pending physical is what the reporting has been. All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But Lopez, let's talk about the Astros. Get a much needed win over the weekend, series win. It looked like they were about to try and get a series sweep, but unfortunately they fall to the Guardians yesterday. All due respect to the outing put up by Brandon Walter, who came up again. That was the reason why you said goodbye to Forrest Whitley. So that was a 4-2 loss to the Astros. But the Astros, I mean, a good 36-29, and you know they've won their last how many series now? The last three series or no two series? Or no, they won that one as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, they won the last two series and they split the series with the Rays. That's right. I forgot about that. But I mean, Astros have been doing pretty well in this time period, all things considered, even as we talk about the offense being a little bit so-so to some degree. They're making the most out of it, getting on the base paths, things of that nature. And you want to give some credit where you believe credit is due here, huh?
I think give them some credit and certainly ask the question. Let me lay the foundation here. I want to ask you and Figgy and our listeners, what did you expect this Astros season to be? What did you expect them to be this year?
That is an interesting question.
Like before the first pitch of the first game, what were we talking about? What did you expect the Astros to be? Because frankly, I'll go first. I thought it was going to be kind of a transition year. I don't know how I put it, but that's basically what it was. You know, transitioning from what was to maybe get lucky and win the division and get the postseason. But I don't think any of us expected them to be 7 games above 500, 2.5 clear of the Mariners. You know, already, especially after the start they had.
Yeah, it felt like a pry open the window year for me.
Yeah, right? Something like that.
Something where you're, hey man, still try and walk in this space while also understanding this ain't the same window that you had 2 years ago. This ain't the same window that you even had last year because of some of the talent that has walked out of the door.
Yeah, I thought they was kind of going to be in the middle of the pack because remember they traded Kyle Tucker and. I ain't think Cam Smith was going to be on his squad. I thought we was going to be talking about him a couple years down the line or something like that.
Right.
So once he made the team, I'm like, okay, maybe they could make a little noise, but maybe they'd be kind of in the middle.
I'm glad you brought up Cam Smith, and this is where I started thinking about Dana Brown as we're watching this weekend, and they're making a little hay here in the division. You know, some of the decisions. The question I had for you is: Have we underestimated Dana Brown? And the reason is none of us have ever thought like, ooh, what a GM we got here. You know, like even for all his faults, you know, Jeff Luhnow and some of those things that they were doing and the grand plan and how they built this team and the draft, et cetera. This was supposed to be a transition season. Bregman gone, Tucker gone, Verlander gone, Ryan Pressly gone, which, by the way, that decision in itself, the Ryan Pressly, you know, how they handled that. You got to give him a little credit.
I do wonder how much credit does it ultimately pan out to when you feel like the relationship was also kind of, I don't want to say tanked, but it was hampered.
But he pulled the trigger.
By Dana. He did pull the trigger. I did think it was something that was necessary, and it ultimately has proven to be one that you probably needed to do.
And then you have all these guys gone, and what did he do? Isak Paredes, anybody? I mean,
the get back.
Yeah.
The get back in the Kyle Tucker trade has been unquestionably good, even as you have had the injury to Hayden Wesneski. He was good when you had him playing. Isak Paredes has been, I mean, really one of the two guys that you look at as the bedrock of what your offense has been this year.
Yeah.
When you look at him and Jeremy Pena, with all due respect to Jake Myers, what have you, and Altuve, right? I do need to give them their love in this, but those two guys have really been incredible for you. And then Cam Smith is just
He's
been a revelation for what you, I mean, starting him as early as you did. And I mean, even in spring training, we were like, yo, we need to do this. I think both of us in the back of our head were like, all right, we might be wilding right now. It has not been proven to be wilding. Like, it has been proven to be a good move to have him play on the big league club.
That's what I wanted to get to, and that's why I'm glad Figgy brought up Cam Smith's name. I mean, he more than a little bit put his neck on the line with Cam Smith. Remember, we had multiple discussions with Adam Spillane about it, and this wasn't just Adam opining. This was Adam after having conversations with Dana Brown, saying, no way. You know, they love him, but too soon, not enough games in the minor leagues. That's a Dana Brown decision. That is no one else. I mean, I know, you know, Jim Crane's involved and all that, but to pull the trigger on starting the season with him, despite, you know, having a good spring, still, that is putting your neck out there, and it's worked out. So you got the get back, as you put it, you know, these little smaller additions, putting your neck out, and Cam Smith, that's working out. By the way, I don't know exactly how this all played out behind the scenes, but the greatest Astro ever is playing left field. You know, in Jose Altuve, that's
Where does that originate from? Yeah. Is one thing that you may be throwing up there?
Yeah, you know, how did that come about? All of a sudden, you're thinking like some of the things that Dana Brown has decided to do and done, we might be shortchanging him a little bit in the way that this team was built. And oh, by the way, one more thing.
I hope you're about to mention the thing that I think you are.
Young players coming up, other players is what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay,
not just Cam, Jacob Melton, Shea Whitcomb. You know, Colton Gordon, Zach DiCenzo came out of spring training. Those are general manager decisions. And at some point, we expect to see Bryce Matthews. Like, all of a sudden, and I've never really been critical of Dana Brown, but I haven't been like, oh, this guy's, you know, working some magic. I've just kind of been indifferent on some of the things that he's done. They've made some good decisions this year.
Yeah, I think that that's probably... It's probably fair to some degree. I think that there's also a lot of criticism that you can bring to him as the kind of head of the way that this organization runs, and the fact that we've had all the problems that we've had injury wise and those types of things.
No,
and
yeah, that's definitely a fact.
Those things are still things that you have to bring to him. Mm-hmm. I do wonder though. I appreciate that text. I'll get to it in just a moment. I do wonder though. Are we not? How much credit do you give him for the way that this bullpen has been? Because this bullpen has been phenomenal with a lot of guys that I probably would not have anticipated being as stout for you as they have. And just a couple of guys that I thought of off top, as you talk about like Okert, you talk about Dubin. Both those guys came in the last couple of seasons.
Brian King
as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there's a number of guys who have stepped up in a way that feels like their play outsized at least what I imagine their names to be. Coming into the season, you remember I looked at this bullpen and I was like, "Yeah, I don't know, dog."
Right.
Like I looked at this bullpen, and I was like, "I got real questions as to what's happening here." And then I guess the one that you probably look up and you go, "Hey, you should probably give him some credit for." Somebody said in all caps, "Jake freaking Myers." The idea, not just that he's there, but that they stuck with him, believing that there was something like this in. Well, maybe they believe something like this was in there. I can't even say that for certain. They deserve a level of credit for that. I think that is fair to point out.
Yeah. No. I'm not saying this guy's a genius. What I'm saying is. I didn't expect the season to be, and look, they still could, they still have struggles, you know, in clutch situations and scoring runs and all that. But I think they're ahead of where I thought they would be at this point. I was with Figgy. I thought they'd be sort of middling, struggling, trying to find some answers, you know, et cetera. Dude, they're 7 games above 500.
How much
What is it right now?
How much do you put that above, for on Dana Brown's play? How much of that do you give Joe Spada some credit for? Because Joe Spada exists as one of these personalities. I think more than Dana Brown, it gets a lot of criticism for the way that he manages. But he's managed to see this team to this point where they're leading the AL West. They're finding a way to get wins, even as I think there's fair questions to ask about some of the ways that they have to do it. Like we talk about them being better on the base paths and using that in place of, maybe not swinging the bat nearly as good as they had in previous years. The pitching is still really solid and being able to use that bullpen in a way that feels like it has been right. Like you've gotten to the right guys in the bullpen when you need to.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Jake Hader has been really good at the back end of this, which helps as well. But managing your bullpen has been pretty solid at this point as well.
Now, look, Spada deserves some credit definitely on managing the bullpen. But in terms of buying the groceries, I think Dana Brown has a much bigger impact on what this roster looks like right now. And again, I'm not going to throw a parade or anything. I'm just like, over the course of the last 10 days or so, I'm like, man, all these knobs that he's turning, all these buttons that he's pushing as a general manager, they've worked out.
Yeah,
they've worked out.
You can even go back to last season with the Kikuchi trade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we was on this show criticizing that trade. Yeah. Like, man, who is this guy? he was probably one of their best pitchers last year.
Yeah, certainly at the end of the year he was.
Yeah, and I guess, again, as I shouted out Hader being really good, what happens if you don't sign Hader and it's Presley? And, I mean, again, assuming that these guys are going the same way, which is not something you can very fairly, but Presley right now is not anywhere near what Hader has been for you, and that has been really necessary for you to get to the place that you have been to this point. Now, you do have to give him a level of credit for sure with what he's been able to do with this Astros team. Now, Lopez... I don't know if you're willing to have this discussion yet, but from the 713, has Cam Smith overtaken Cameron Smith yet? Or are we still rocking with that no-name Australian golfer having more name recognition than the baseball player?
U.S. Open is this week, by the way, which, I'll be plugged in on that. Ask someone in Omaha, hey, who do you think of when you think of Cam Smith?
Yeah, I will say that Cam Smith as baseball player, he's been fun here.
Yeah.
I will say that, and again, outsized, unfair expectations. Mm-hmm. I was hoping that he'd be like more beloved in a AL Rookie of the Year type
national scale circumstance,
but to where his national profile.
See, that was our argument though. If he would have made it, if he was ball, because we saw about him in spring training.
Mm-hmm.
If he kept that up,
oh for sure,
he would have. You know, would he pass the Cam Smith Lopez? No.
Yeah.
Just Lopez.
Just me.
Where do you think Cam Smith is rookie of the year odds wise right now?
I would say third.
A little bit lower. Tied for fourth.
Okay.
With Will Warren, who I'm going to be honest, Will Warren, name doesn't come to me right mm-hmm. in this moment. But Jacob Wilson, who has been like the mm-hmm. reason to watch the A's at this point.
Yeah.
He's the leader in the clubhouse, minus 400. It feels like that one's going to be tough. And then Jack Caglianone,
just came up. He has the second best odds.
Yeah. So, I mean. Yeah, it's Cam Smith is, I imagine, have to do something a little bit more flashy in order to start clawing back in that particular race. But and maybe just do that in order to get your name, man, to be the sole owner of Cam Smith, so that we don't have to talk to Lopez about this golfer. No,
Lopez,
more.
It's the world.
That's your guy,
it's
though.
Your guy.
That's your man.
The world knows
you,
that.
You brought him up on this station.
The world knows him better.
That's your man. You know him better than everybody else on this show.
The world of Lopez. Yeah. Lopez always going to side with an Australian. I see how it goes. All right, y'all, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including, hey, man, let's talk a little bit about the NBA Finals, but also it looks like the world is changing when it comes to the way that colleges pay athletes. We'll talk about all that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.